The Seton Center School of Music is about to accept registrations for upcoming classes. There's an open house on a week from this coming Monday, September 10th. They also have some new classes, including bucket, drumming, ensemble, and ukulele. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And the reason we will is because we have four violinists here with us this morning from Seton Center. You'll get a chance to meet them shortly. But first, let's take a listen to them play this morning. They're under the direction of Mr. John Ott. Now we are going to get a chance to meet each of the violinists that are here today. And we are going to start with Isabella, I do believe. Good morning.
Good morning.
And can you tell me your name, full name, and a little bit about yourself?
My name is Isabella Cardiman, and I go to Holy Trinity. And I'm 13 years old. Well, I mean, I'm 14 in like 3 days.
In 3 days? I mean, what day is your birthday?
It's Tuesday.
Happy early birthday.
Oh, thanks.
And Holy Trinity is where?
It's in Robinson.
Okay, because there's a few different Holy Trinities, I know. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to while you're on the radio?
My mom and my grandma and my grandpa.
Excellent.
And I guess that's it.
I'm glad you did. What got you interested in playing violin?
So when I started at Holy Trinity in first grade, I just saw all these people getting picked up for violin. I was like, oh, I want to do this. So I went home and I told my mom about it, and she was like, well, we're going to have to wait until second grade to do it. So I waited till second grade, and I just got into it since then, and yeah.
Well, that took a lot of patience to get ready to do that. What else do you like to do?
I like to dance.
And school has started for you already, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anything unique about the school year coming up? You're going into eighth? No. Eighth grade, right?
Eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. Same school building, probably. Mm-hmm. Anything different or any new classes?
No, not really.
Great. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And next to you, we'll say hello to, I believe this is Colin, right?
Yeah.
And tell me about yourself, Colin.
My name is Colin Cimino. I also go to Holy Trinity. I'm 14 years old.
And how long have you played?
Second grade. So and, about 6 years.
Would you like to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anyone?
Not really.
Okay, well, I'm glad. Now, you're also going into eighth grade. Any changes? What I remember mostly about eighth grade was taking, I think, biology was, or it might have been earth sciences, but that was a new thing for me in eighth grade. Any new classes that you're taking at Holy Trinity?
And we're just going into algebra and math.
I remember that. How's that going?
Well, we haven't really started yet.
Yeah, it's a little early. Yeah, but,
first week of school.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And next we have somebody who I know has likely had some changes as far as school is concerned. This is Rocco. I'll let you introduce yourself fully.
Hi, I'm Rocco.
And where do you go to school?
I got a Kappa.
And this, I think, if my notes are correct, this is your first year,
yeah.
Right? What was the audition process like?
This year they did it online, and it was
really
different. It was the first time doing it, so there were a lot of bugs.
Make sure you hold the mic so I can hear you, too. It was hard to do it online. Were there some glitches here and there? But clearly you did really well. Now, this is a big deal. Where did you go to school before Kappa?
Banksville Elementary.
So it's a very different school, right? You're going downtown now. How do you like it so far?
It's a lot of fun.
Good. Yeah, you've just had a day or two. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Not really.
No? Okay. And what made you interested in going to Kappa?
It was a place where there were a lot of other people that were interested in the same things as me.
And what are some of those things?
Like, basically just playing violin and other instruments.
Do you play any other instruments as well?
No, but there were a lot of other instrument people.
Excellent.
It was interesting.
Great. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And Kappa, by the way, is Pittsburgh. It's Pittsburgh School for the Creative and Performing Arts, CAPA, if you're wondering. And next up, it's really great to see him again. We have an older student, Jason. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
And can you tell me a bit about yourself? You're 22 now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And how long have you been studying at Seton Center?
I've been studying in Seton Center for like 8 years.
Terrific. And anything new that you'd like to first of all, any thank yous or acknowledgments you would like to make?
No.
Anybody who brought you here or family members?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my mom and my sister and also my dad who is at work.
Well, I'm glad. He'll be able to listen later if he's not listening now.
Yeah, he's listening.
He is able to listen? Great.
Yeah, hopefully.
And what do you like about playing the violin?
I like playing about, I listen to, I love listening to some, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star when I'm playing, and also some variation.
So it gives you a chance to play differently and just follow the music and play along, which is great. What else do you like to do?
like, I'd like to help write in some new notes for my.
Compose.
I mean, not really, but.
But sometimes, are there things in addition to music that you really enjoy doing?
Pretty much.
Music gives you a lot of pleasure. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy you're here too. That's Jason, and now let's turn the mic over to John, who can tell us. I think that was humoresque, if my memory is correct.
Yeah.
And congratulations on having such a great ensemble here from Seton Center.
Oh, thank you.
I want to be sure we talk about some events you have coming up, but why don't we listen to your next selection first, and then we'll come back and talk about those. What would you like to play next?
We'll be playing Beethoven's Minuet in G.
Excellent. I'll let you put the microphone. You can just put it right down there. And once again, we have musicians from Seton Center. You'll get to hear Rocco and Jason and Isabella and Colin under the direction of John Ott. From Seton Center School of Music, there you've got our violin quartet. And John, you can just pick that microphone up and let's talk a little bit about some events you have coming up. You have an open house a week from Monday that will give people an opportunity to learn more about classes. And you have something I've always gotten a kick out of this, an instrument petting zoo. What's that all about?
Well, we have our different instruments that we teach there. We have piano and guitar and violin and viola and cello. And we invite our prospective students or friends to go around to each room that we have an instrument in and try each one out for themselves and see if they like it or not.
Which is a great thing to do because, I mean, you want to get a sense of, do you like this? Does it fit me? Is it something I would enjoy playing?
Exactly.
And then that's going to be Monday, September 10th, a week from Labor Day, from 6 to 8 o'clock at night. At the center, which is located on Pioneer Avenue. Is that in Brookline?
Yes, it's in Brookline.
And then you also have bucket drumming this year. Is that what I think it is? You're playing on a bucket?
Yeah, pretty much. A 5-gallon bucket that you just get at the hardware store and a pair of drumsticks from Volkwines. And you just play different rhythms. And hopefully as an ensemble, you play together. And it makes it really interesting to listen to and lots of fun to play. And plus, it's inexpensive, like the ukulele down there, too. These are instruments that, you know, aren't really, really a whole ton of money to procure. So you can get to see if you're really into music before you spend a lot of money on it.
That's a great idea. Yeah, ukuleles are fairly inexpensive. And you get, or a bucket to play on is in fact, you might already have a bucket.
Yeah, you might have lying around your house somewhere, yeah.
That you can use. And what's the age range for lessons in that group?
Oh, in that group?
Yeah.
We're going to try to offer it from school age, like maybe third grade on up. And we hope to have some adults who would like to try as well.
Excellent. You can learn more by going to SeatonCenter.com, or HolyTrinitySchool.org has information there too, or by contacting John at freemusicclass@gmail.com. That's a great address. What would you like to play next?
The next piece we'd like to play is by Jean-Baptiste Lully, and it's his Gavotte.
Once again, you are listening to Four Violinists from the Seton Center School of Music. They will have one more selection after this one to share. This is our Youth Express segment on the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you.
There you again have Colin and Isabella, Jason and Rocco playing together, representing the Seton Center School of Music. John, I want to thank you for bringing everybody here today. And is there anything else that you wanted to add that we didn't have a chance to talk about?
Oh, just things I thought about, like if you wanted to try the bucket drumming on our open house, then you don't have to bring your own bucket. We'll have buckets and sticks. And you might want to bring your own ukulele, though. I don't have a ukulele yet.
Well, but bring one. We have one that doesn't get played as frequently as it should. That's kind of fun. What are you going to finish? Will we recognize what you're going to finish up with, do you think?
Some people might recognize it. It's another gavotte, and this is from the opera Mignon by...
That's okay.
What's his name? Thomas. Ambrose Thomas.
Ambrose Thomas. Got it. Well, we'll let you get ready. And our thanks to all of you for being here today. And again, here are our violinists from Seton Center. Violinists from Seton Center School of Music. Thank you all for being here.